From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. When Florida's Amendment 4 passed last November, over a million people with felony convictions regained the right to vote. Then, on the last day of session, the state legislature passed a new bill. In order to vote, people with felony convictions will first have to pay all fines, fees, and other costs related to their charge. Governor DeSantis signed the bill into law on Friday. Now, the ACLU of Florida is heading up a lawsuit against the state. It claims the law undermines the intentions of Florida voters. WLRN's Danny Rivero explains how we got here.
Amendment 4 went into effect on January 8th. And that day, people across the state showed up to register to vote.
It's like a sense of renewal.
Clarence Office hadn't cast a vote in over a decade.
I think this is a big thing for me to be able to be a part of. It's time, you know. Once you've done your time, you've served all your probation, you don't have anything pending or anything, you should be able to vote.
But as the legislative session got closer, things started to look like they were up in the air. Amendment 4 said in order to be allowed to vote again, people who've been convicted of felonies need to complete all the terms of their sentence. The thing is, the definition of completing a sentence was not in Florida law.
We need to clarify, when are you clear?
Dennis Baxley is a Republican senator and the chair of the Ethics and Elections Committee. We talked back in December in the lead up to the session.
It's not just when you walk out of incarceration, but it's completing of the sentence. So I think that needs to be very clear.
A new interpretation of completing the terms of the sentence started to take shape. Lawmakers in Tallahassee proposed a bunch of bills that said people convicted of felonies would have to pay all their fines, fees, and restitution before getting back the right to vote. That amounts to over $1 billion in fines alone. Over the past 5 years, less than a fifth of the money owed was ever paid. The courts know that the vast majority of that money is unlikely to be paid, because people are too poor to pay it. Critics of the new law say this means wealthy people who commit crimes will be able to vote, and poor people won't. The bill got national attention. Until Amendment 4 passed, Florida was only one of three states with a lifelong ban on voting for people with felony convictions. New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez called the plan a poll tax, and people across the country repeated that charge.
Some people want an inflamed electorate.
Representative James Grant is a Republican lawmaker who helped push the new law through.
Some people want to provoke the electorate with talking points to rile them up to accomplish a political goal.
Grant says the requirement to pay fines and fees before getting back the right to vote, that's not in opposition to Amendment 4. That is Amendment 4. The group that got Amendment 4 on the ballot, they had that requirement written on their website the whole time.
That's what I'm going to maintain fidelity to. Whether or not I think it's the best policy, I'm not going to undo what the voters explicitly voted for.
Starting July 1st, the law is in effect. But the American Civil Liberties Union of Florida and other groups have filed a federal lawsuit against the state and 10 supervisors of elections.
It's a violation of the Constitution to say you are too poor to vote.
Daniel Tilley is the legal director of ACLU Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis campaigned against Amendment 4 before his election. And Tilley says, by making it so that all fines and fees have to be paid before someone can vote, the Republican-dominated legislature was just looking for a way to undermine the will of the voters.
There was never any movement by the legislature before this time to open the franchise to more people. Instead, it took the 5 million voters in Florida to pass Amendment 4. It certainly was not a choice of the legislature to restore the right to vote to anyone.
Attorneys behind the lawsuit say they're probably going to ask the court to fast-track the case because many cities across Florida have local elections later this year.
Some of our plaintiffs have, in fact, already voted. And so they're looking at the prospect of, look, they got their right to vote, then they voted, and now that vote is going to be taken away.
The plaintiffs in the case owe from a few hundred dollars to over $50 million. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.